You know, one of the things that I want us to take a look at is, again, when it comes to our commemoration of our fallen soldiers, is our connection and or our disconnect with the commemoration. For example, when you commemorate Memorial Day, one of the things that we're commemorating is the fact that we have soldiers who gave their lives in war, who gave them lives in service, I should say, military service. These people constitute both genders and many ethnicities, not just one, a number of ethnicities. In your minds, in our minds, when we are imagining the soldiers who gave their lives, even though we don't have clear images, unless we're thinking specifically about one of our loved ones or two or three of our loved ones who lost their lives in military service, what do you see? When it comes to colors, what do you see? Do you generally see only one color? Regardless of what your ethnicity is, how many colors of skin do you see? How many hair types do you see? Do you generally see one gender, or do you generally see both genders? Got to remember now, Memorial Day is not just about our fallen from 200 years ago. Memorial Day is about all of our fallen, all of our soldiers who have lost their lives in the course of providing military service, including the most recent lost lives. What do you see? What is really moving your heart as you commemorate? Who are you commemorating? Do you commemorate only certain groups that make up our fallen, or only one group that make up our fallen? And here's the thing, it can be so easy to focus on just one group in our minds and to do so unintentionally. Focusing here on unity, this is one of the things I'm focusing on right now, the unity of Memorial Day. The unity of Memorial Day. Lost lives are lost lives. And as far as those bodies go, they're all equally deceased. And with exception of the most extremely rare cases, when a family member dies in the line of duty, all those family members are affected. All the family members. It's not just Pete's family who was affected. John's family was affected also. Sarah's family was affected also. We're talking unity. The unity of Memorial Day. So much in common for everyone involved. Certainly, at least theoretically, this nation is one nation, theoretically. And so this one nation on this one day of the year commemorates all of our fallen. I can understand, too, because it's reasonable, if someone has actually lost a loved one in the line of duty. You can see how that family may be thinking only of their loved one who lost his or her life in the line of duty. But is it possible? Is there a way for us to begin to expand our thinking, to expand our imaginings, to expand what we are visioning in our minds on Memorial Day, so that we begin to deliberately see people of different ethnicities, different various colors of skin, both genders? How about people of different nationalities? Because we have people who may have been birthed into different nationalities serving in our military. Is there a way that we can see more people groups? I'm not suggesting that we try to imagine every single individual. That wouldn't be practical at all. But could we see more people groups? Could we literally train ourselves to see both genders represented? Could we train ourselves to deliberately, even if it took effort, deliberately see various ethnicities, even if we had to go from seeing one ethnicity to training ourselves to see two ethnicities? And maybe after we, you know, found it to be a little bit easier to see two ethnicities instead of only one, expand it and maybe see three ethnicities being commemorated on Memorial Day. Three ethnicities of soldiers, fallen soldiers, deceased soldiers on Memorial Day. And just expand that as much as each person is willing to. If we were to do that and not just go through the motions for the sake of going through the motion, not just to make it an exercise that we go through just to say we've done it, but to allow our hearts to be moved just as much when we vision in our minds two ethnicities as we did when we were envisioning only one ethnicity, and allow our hearts to be touched just as intensely when we're envisioning three ethnicities as when we were only seeing one ethnicity, and then two, allowing our hearts to truly be moved, allowing ourselves to truly care that each of those ethnicities, members from each of those ethnic groups, and remember, we're all ethnic, the white ethnic group, the black ethnic group, the brown ethnic group, the Asian ethnic group, etc. All are ethnicities. Can we allow ourselves to care enough about all of these people so that eventually when we begin to see people of other ethnicities walking past us in a grocery store, driving past us on the street, sitting next to us at the ball game, we care just as much about that person of that ethnic group as we do people of our own ethnic groups? The unity of Memorial Day. I'll be right back.